I'm Zach Vincent, and this is an Advent series of the Daily Thread, helping you find God's presence in your everyday life. How did you first learn about Jesus? From a friend? A parent? A sermon? By reading the Bible? We often associate learning about Jesus with being taught by someone. But God can speak in many miraculous ways to us, even through the cosmos around us. And sometimes he has used just this to reveal himself in new and creative ways. There was one group of people in the Advent story who came to Christ in this fashion. We know them today to be the Magi, or as you may have found them called, the wise men. The Gospel of Matthew gives an account of these men in verses 1 through 12. They followed a star in the night sky for about 3 years until it took them to Jerusalem to the courts of King Herod. When Herod heard that they had come looking for the king of the Jews, he directed them to go to Bethlehem, for he knew the messianic prophecies. However, he asked them when the star first appeared, for he thought this would tell him how old the child king was at that time. He asked the Magi to come back and report to him when they found Jesus. The Magi then went to Bethlehem and found Jesus and his parents and worshipped him, bringing him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There they laid their gifts, these traveling kings, who were not even of the Jewish faith or descent, yet they had been in tune to God's leading through his star. Some think that the star may have been the Shekinah glory of God himself. Stars moved from east to west, yet this star moved north to south in the night sky as recounted. Think about this. A group of stargazers, probably more than three, who were likely steeped in astrology and omens, had their hearts opened by God's glory, his star in the night sky, and found the Messiah as a result. What is your background in life? Have you been a searcher of meaning and purpose in life? Maybe you haven't been looking to the night sky for this, but searching all the same. Know that the God of the universe will never stop pursuing you, even if he has to put a star in the night sky just for you to lead you to Jesus himself. So what did the wise men do? They worshiped Jesus as king, as Lord and Savior. And when they left, they did not go back to Herod, who secretly wanted to kill the child to protect his throne, for they were also warned in a dream about Herod's intent. So what is your story? Have you been a stargazer, a seeker, a skeptic? Open your heart to the hope and wonder of Christ this Advent season. Let him reveal himself to you in the tailor-made, personal way he has in store for you. He loves you. He came to earth for you. Will you follow his star and let him in? John 3:16 beautifully says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." This gift of Jesus is not for a select few, a cliquish group. No, whoever believes will come to life in Jesus. The Magi were not part of the Jewish group, for not aware of the messianic prophecies. But when they saw the glory of God in the sky, they followed. And when they saw the divinity of Jesus, they worshiped. Listen to the calling of Christ this Christmas. You are included in the whoever. Will you believe? Will you allow Jesus to show you the wonder of himself? I pray you will. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.